From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
7:18, 55 degrees. Ryan O'Hearn, Activities Director with the Humboldt Schools. Good morning and welcome back to another school year.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Happy to be back in the studio this morning talking Wildcat athletics and activities and ready to get going with year two here.
You had a good summer, a lot of baseball, a lot of softball, and then probably a little break. We're back at it. Start of school, what, last week or the week before? I forget. It goes by fast. Boy, we're into the sports season. Bring us up to speed on where we're at.
Yeah, started school on that previous Friday and got through Labor Day weekend with a really good volleyball tournament we hosted, and our girls finished second to Carol Kemper. And previously Thursday, they were down at Southeast Polk, opening up with a great competition-type quad against Norwalk, Indianola, and Southeast Polk. Football off to a great start. Big win up at Spencer on Friday night, 27-10. And then JV had a heck of a night on Monday night, 52-0 over Spencer. And debuted the new field with the turf that Scott Birdsall has babied and taken care of so well. I think fans are really going to love it on Friday night when we host Ballard.
We have cross country, volleyball you talked about, it's fall sports. I've had a few people ask me questions about it, and I said, just call the school. But people are wondering, how do we get tickets? Do you buy them online? Can you get them at the gate? What's the deal to get into these games?
We're strictly cash. A lot of schools have gone to the credit cards and tickets through Bounds, but we're still old school with cash. So at the ticket office on the game night, it's $8 for adults, $5 for students. You can stop in the high school office and buy a 10-punch pass for $60 from Julie Nielsen in the high school office. Brand new high school office that's been great for everybody. So that's kind of how you can get into the game, whether it's Thursday night when we host Clear Lake in volleyball or Friday when we host Ballard in football. That freshman game's at 4:30, and then the varsity will kick off approximately right at 7 o'clock.
You mentioned the field. There's been some great additions to the schools, multiple properties, so that's pretty neat. What else is going on?
Well, just got that Taft gym built and in there, so our 7th grade volleyball team practices there every day after school, so there's no longer any morning and late practice, or there's no longer any early and late practice for junior high volleyball, which is nice. 8th grade volleyball practices after school at the middle school. And that's just been a great thing for our district and giving us another gym. Music Boosters will be running the concession stand, so be sure to stop by there. Jason Patterson, our Music Boosters, run the outdoor concessions for all the football games, and I know they're working hard to get ready for Friday night. Our Athletic Boosters will be running Cyhawk on Thursday night while that volleyball game is also going on, so I think you'll see a lot of people maybe head downtown after the volleyball game on Thursday night. And our boosters, athletic boosters, do the indoor concession stands in the fall.
What's your favorite concession food?
Well, probably the popcorn. I think Humboldt's right up there is one of the best schools in the state with how good their popcorn is. So they do a great job.
No matter what game I'm at, I always have to have a hot dog.
That's right. And the music boosters will have burgers and pork burgers going, hot dogs. So I think people will be happy with the kind of food they're serving on Friday night. Cross country opened up last night. Their meet at Iowa Falls was canceled with the storm last week, but Spencer Ross is back coaching cross country. Bryn Malo, as Matt will mention here on his sports updates, finished fifth, and so it was a good start. I'm just talking with Spencer last night. I think they ran really well at Webster City, and we'll host our home meet on September 23rd down at Sheldon Park. So looking forward to hosting another cross country meet. It's a really unique course, and you know, we'll start getting set up on that probably next week.
You're excited to be back to school. You're ready for another big year, the 2024-25 season.
We are. My oldest son's in fourth grade, and then we have a first grader, and then our twin boys will turn four on Saturday, so they're excited to be back in school and involved in football and all the activities that, you know, the Parks and Rec and the school offers. So really, I think it's just the best time of the year with football starting up, and looking forward to the Iowa State game this weekend, and you know, probably the best time of the year here in the fall with all the activities. And I think it's been announced, but in November our music folks will host the Music Man as the
Fall musical.
Fall musical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to that as they're starting to get ready for that and practicing, get into the different roles. But that'll be something we can talk about here later on. But the Music Man will be the fall musical in November, which is always just a big hit here in Humboldt.
Thank you kindly for coming in. Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn, thank you kindly for coming in for Wildcat News this morning.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Pat. Go Cats.
Go Cats. 55 degrees, 723. Wildcat News has been brought to you by Northwest Bank.